Over the last few weeks, I have been visited three times by Mormons. These two teenagers, I believe, adult teenagers that are from Salt Lake City and California, maybe Bakersfield. And they're called elders, although they're very young, which I do think that part is a bit strange. So the last two Sundays, including today, I went to the Church of Latter-day Saints and visited their church. It's not their church, they're missionaries, but it's the church for this area that they are associated with while they live in this area. And I had bought a Bible a few weeks before they came to my house for the first time, a Jewish Bible. Curious about manifestation, curious about truth, curious about all of it. Curious about the history of it. And realize there are some contradictions in my life or in my desires. If I were to decide that this is truth, and it's mainly my sexual desire and my sexual desire to be with women and my sexual desire in general. And I started thinking about that and I'm wanting to process what it is exactly that draws me to women. And I do think mainly it has been a sexual desire. And perhaps that is because, for me personally, that I have very few strong, loving, respectful, compassionate connections with women in my life. And so I have wondered if it's connected to my mother and my connection with her. And I can have these thoughts while simultaneously having the thought that if people are in relationships that are homosexual, that they still really love each other. Because they're showing each other how someone of the same sex can be very loving and compassionate and kind to them. They show each other, and hopefully that's what they are showing each other. Because not all homosexual relationships are like that, just like not all heterosexual ones are. But of course, it's love. Anytime you would want to spend all of your time with someone and love on them, that's love. maybe not all of your time, that could be a little bit claustrophobic, but wanting to spend a healthy amount of time with someone. They get their own time, you get your own time, we get together time, we get the hang out with other people time. So there's the solo time, the hang out with other people time, and hang out together time. And that's healthy. So, no matter who your love partner is, if you are able, to have a balance such as this one I just mentioned, solo time, together time, time with other people time besides each other, and that's healthy. Of course that's love. How does that fit into the Bible? Or the Book of Mormon? I will ask the missionaries next time I see them. And I started listening to Nephi, the story of Nephi, I'm on the fifth chapter of Nephi, the book of Nephi, there we go, chapter 5. I started listening to that before church. It seems very positive. Most of the people there seem pretty happy and positive and loving and kind, and I do really like that. And they do seem to follow the Bible and the Book of Mormon. It seems very parallel to what Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit wanted for us. So, my journey right now is to finish reading through the Book of Mormon. And that's what I shall do, and I shall seek answers, I shall seek truth. I shall seek understanding. Thank you.